Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Mirror Universe. Those of you who are Star Trek fans would have felt right at home with me the other day. I went to check out the new Microsoft store, which just opened at Fashion Valley Mall here in San Diego, because I wanted to do a compare contrast to the Apple store in the same mall. My fellow fans would have felt at home in the Microsoft store, not because it was a cool look at the future of culture and technology, but rather because it seemed to be the Mirror Universe. For those of you who don't get the TV show reference, the Mirror Universe is a parallel universe in Star Trek episodes. It's the what could have been if the what actually happened hadn't. In the Mirror Universe, most of the same characters are there, but they're slightly different, whether in looks or personality. The settings look familiar enough to cause some confusion at times, but the storylines are different enough as there is usually more violence and conflict in the normal than in the normal Star Trek universe. Things are just a little off. And that's exactly what it felt like to be in the Microsoft store. It was as if I were in the Apple store, but not really. From the use of the Windows logo above the store entrance, no Microsoft logo type, by the way, to the big open space, to the young employees in colorful t-shirts, to the cool products displayed on the tabletops, to the answer desk, everything seemed oddly familiar. I felt as if I was having a deja vu, but then I realized that it wasn't there at the Microsoft store that I had been before. I had been at the Apple store before. I rushed over to the Apple store to make sure I wasn't imagining things, and I did indeed find a similar store layout, similar display and visual tactics, similar employees and similar garb. But there was one big difference. The Apple store was packed. Now that's not to say the Microsoft store was empty. On the contrary, there were a lot of people there, and they seemed to be having fun browsing around and tinkering with the products. In fact, I was pleasantly surprised by the feeling I got there. Remember, it felt like the Apple store to me. But in comparison, the Apple store was on fire. I would guess there were three times the number of people in that store, and there was an energy, perhaps spurred by the noise volume generated from everyone talking, that made it feel like an exciting place to be. I walked away from my field trip confused and disappointed. You see, I am a Microsoft customer and someone who actually likes PowerPoint. Although I admire the Apple brand for many reasons, I really want Microsoft to be successful. It has some great products and its brand could be so much better than it is. The Microsoft store could have been special, but it wasn't. It was simply an imitation of Apple. Microsoft missed an opportunity to do something different, to interact with customers in ways only Microsoft can, to present a unique vision of its brand. For example, instead of putting all of its video game products and displays in the back, why not put one of the company's greatest strengths, Xbox, front and center? It could have created a lot of excitement by creating an interactive gaming experience complete with real-time challenges between customers who other customers could cheer on and vote for, different pods to demonstrate the breadth of games available, special sound and lighting to add dramatic effect, etc. Furthermore, the company's Kinect launch on November 4th is just around the corner, so why not promote it by giving a sneak preview? The highly anticipated breakthrough Xbox platform will include 15 new titles and interfaces unlike anything we've seen, including voice control and Mission Impossible-style hand gesturing. The store should have been a place where the company builds anticipation for the pending launch, and perhaps select customers might be given exclusive access to experience a taste of the interface. Knowing that many of its customers are business people, why not show complete home office setups equipped with multiple productivity tools already connected and synced, or promote its enterprise solutions by using displays to tell compelling success stories? To show off its software, why not have ongoing demonstrations like the ones you see at shows and conventions? The store was clearly pushing the new Office 10 product. Watching someone in a booth with a mic and in a large screen walking through the new software's features and capabilities would have made me consider purchasing it much more than boxes of software piled high did. And why not show off Bing with a special interactive and or live display which compares Bing results versus Google ones? The list goes on. The point is that Microsoft could have done something really special with its store, something to leverage the unique capabilities of retail combined with the company's unique offerings. It could have boldly gone where no one has gone before, but instead it chose to do the equivalent of Star Trek Voyager. Voyager was the last and least remarkable of the television series based on the original Star Trek. Although mildly entertaining, the show lacked imagination and failed to advance the overall Star Trek storyline in any meaningful way. And so it won't be remembered or regarded nearly as well as its predecessor, just like the Microsoft Store. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.